You're listening to SBS News.
Despite assurances that Australia had reached its Omicron peak, the current wave of coronavirus shows little signs of easing. Today, New South Wales recorded 27 deaths, Victoria 25 and South Australia 1. Queensland had one of its most tragic days during the pandemic. A child under the age of 10 with severe underlying health problems was among the state's 16 fatalities in the latest 24-hour reporting period. Queensland authorities are urging parents to get their children vaccinated before schools commence next week, with Health Minister Yvette Darth saying she is deeply concerned that the double dose rate for 12 to 15-year-olds is only at 67.54%.
This is too low. These kids are going to be going back to school, the teenagers are going back to school. There is no reason whatsoever, considering that our adult population is 92% first dose, there is no reason why your children's vaccination rates shouldn't be at the same rate.
There were no virus-related deaths recorded in Tasmania or the ACT, but those states recorded 666 and 549 new infections respectively. Those numbers have inspired authorities to repeat their message about the importance of adults getting their booster shots. More than 2.5 million Australians have contracted COVID-19 since the pandemic began, of which 3,835 people have lost their lives. The largest spike in deaths took place last month, when just over 1,500 Australians died with the virus. Some states aren't actually releasing their data to show how many of those people had received a booster shot. But if we take a look at Wednesday's cases from New South Wales, of the 27 people who died, 4 were triple-dosed, 14 double-dosed and 9 unvaccinated. Premier Dominic Perrottet says if it's been more than 3 months since a person's second dose, they can book in for the third jab.
And right across our country, the success here in Australia, in New South Wales, has been our vaccination program. It's ensured less pressure on our hospital system, lower hospitalisations, lower ICU presentations.
Currently, just over 50% of Australia's eligible population aged 18 and above is triple vaccinated. Queensland leads the way with 56%, while booster uptake has been slower in the Northern Territory and Western Australia. While there's currently no official triple vaccination target in Australia, some states, including Victoria, are now calling for the third jab to be mandated. At this time, Itagi and National Cabinet are still considering whether to change the definition of fully vaccinated to triple dosed. Meanwhile, the Northern Territory has recorded its third COVID-related death amidst 1,201 new infections. The fatality was a woman from a remote Aboriginal community near the base of Uluru. She died at Alice Springs Hospital. At least one Indigenous community is under lock-in rules, meaning no one can leave town. But there's concern people are isolating in overcrowded conditions, with some family groups sometimes numbering up to 30 people, squeezed into town camp housing and tents. Health Minister Natasha Fyles has confirmed a small growth in infection rates in the town of Meningra, which now has 35 total positive cases, as well as Wadi.
And Wadi, our other big community across on the west, they have seen an additional 44 cases in the past 24 hours. There are additional resources out on the ground in Wadi.
In South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall says he understands there are currently 9 outbreaks across the state's Indigenous communities. But he says he's confident that services are being provided that will help bring those outbreaks under control.
We have set up alternative accommodation facilities in Port Augusta and other parts of the state. This is being affected at the moment by the rains and the flooding in and around Port Augusta and other parts of the state, and also compounds problems on the APY lands with the Stuart Highway cut off.
Despite the ongoing high rates of infection, a number of states are planning to ease restrictions on elective surgery, starting with South Australia next week, as well as New South Wales. In Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews remained coy on the matter, despite private hospitals being told a ban could be lifted as early as next week. While COVID-19 hospitalisations were predicted to peak as high as 2,500, numbers dipped below 1,000 last week and fell further on Wednesday to 786. Intensive care figures also dropped by 7 to 99 patients, with 31 of those on a ventilator. Mr. Andrews says that no one is rushing the return of less urgent elective surgery and that the state government was still consulting with the industry.
We think it is possible to resume some services in a staggered way, in a balanced, cautious way, and we'll make further announcements about that soon. I think there's a bit of speculation in the media today because we've been out there consulting with people. Any changes to any services are based on advice. They're not decisions that are made lightly. We want all of our services back to normal as fast as we possibly can.
Associate Professor Anthony Holley serves as the immediate past president on the executive of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society. He told SBS that the Andrews government decision not to rush a repeal on the pause is justified.
It's gratifying to see that the numbers would appear to be plateauing. I can tell you that as of today in Victoria, we have 101 patients in intensive care. I think that everyone needs to recognise that's still a huge impost and it's still a significant workload for intensive care in that state. And indeed, the numbers in hospital are around the 800 mark. And I think we have to acknowledge that that is a challenging set of circumstances for the hospital system. It's prudent to ensure that capacity remains. And I think we're in a position at the moment that it looks promising, but I think there remain no guarantees as to what the demand on ICU might be in the coming days or weeks.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.